Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to our first broadcast of Longhorns basketball for the 2017-2018 season from Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. The Katy High School Lady Tigers are here tonight to play the homestanding Lady Longhorns in a non-district game before district play begins in the middle of December for both of these 6A teams. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and we're excited to bring you the first of 18 live broadcasts of George Ranch High School basketball, both men's and women's basketball, before the UIL playoffs begin in early February. At that time, we'll follow both teams through their respective runs in the UIL playoffs. Coach Shanna Marhoffer's club is 8-1 on the season. They come in here with that record, while Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorns are having some difficulty early on. They're 2-6 in the early going, having some injuries along the way. But for the Longhorns, their playmaker, sophomore Jaden Dunn, is back from a knee injury in the Crosby game. So we'll see how Jaden comes back tonight for the Lady Longhorns. We're wrapping up the JV game. There's 6:35 left in that ball game. It's 48-20 now. The Katy Lady Tigers over the George Ranch Lady Longhorns in the JV game. We'll see how things progress in the varsity game in just a few minutes. When we come back, we'll have our nightly interview with Shalisha Pierce, and we'll introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch High School on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Harrell & Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell & Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell & Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell & Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at HarrellDentistry.com. That's Harrell & Johnson Dentistry.
We're the Lariat's varsity dance team. and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium on the campus of George Ranch High School, waiting for the junior varsity game to wrap up here. It's 51-29, Lady Tigers over George Ranch at this point with 4:27 left in the basketball game. Then we'll have the varsity game coming up in about 10 minutes after that or so. Let's look at both of these ball clubs. First of all, the Lady Tigers, as we mentioned, 8-1. Of course, they've not played a district game yet. They play in 19-6A. Look at some of their games. Tigers opened with a win over Cypresswood, 67-46. They lost to St. Agnes Academy, 42-34, and then reeled off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 wins in a row. After that, they beat Northbrook, Porter, Lamar Consolidated, Westside, Memorial, Cypress Rams, and their latest victory on November 25th over Cypress Lakes, 51-40, and that is their 8-1 record as they come into George Ranch tonight. The Longhorns, on the other side, are a young ball club, and you'll hear about that when we play Shalisha Pierce's interview in just a moment or so. They started out their season, the Lady Longhorns did, with a loss to Fort Bend Travis, 58-36. They beat Crosby, but that came at a cost because they lost a couple players in that ball game, including Jaden Dunn. She's back tonight, and the players that were lost in game one and in the Crosby game, everybody is back for Shalisha Pierce, and that's something she hasn't had since the first game of the season, so she's glad to get all of her players back. She did get a chance to take a look at some of the reserve players that she had. They were forced into starting roles or forced to play longer than they thought they might at the beginning of the season. But that gave Coach Pierce a chance to look at those girls and see what they could do under pressure and playing night after night as the Longhorns started their season November 3rd. As we mentioned, with that loss to Fort Bend Travis, 58-36, they came back to beat Crosby, 64-58. They lost to Waller, 35-27. Beat Pasadena, 64-26. And then lost four in a row. Lost to Galveston Ball, 55-38. To Tompkins, 52-44. Lost to Clear Falls on November 20th, 50-30. And their most recent loss to Clear Lake, 52-35. On November 21st, a couple days before Thanksgiving. That was last week. And now the Longhorns have to take on Katy and a very tough Lady Tiger ball club that comes into Longhorns Gymnasium looking for win number 9 and win number 8 in a row for Shanna Marhoffer's club. Take a break here when we come back, as promised, our interview with Shalisha Pierce. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan, back at George Ranch High School. And there's about 2 minutes left in the JV game. It's 56-29, Lady Tigers over George Ranch with just under 2 minutes left. As promised, here's our interview with Longhorns head coach Shalisha Pierce. We're courtside, as we always are, pregame with Shalisha Pierce. First of all, welcome back to the court for another year.
It's good to be back. Got a young team, but, you know, a lot of energy, so it's good.
So what are your takeaways from the first seven or eight games that you've had this year?
After the first game we had a few injuries that we had to deal with, so it was a little bit rocky. So it was a learning experience with having our starting point guard out, our second point guard out, and one other player. So we got everybody back this week, so hopefully the rest of them improved while those girls were out, and we come back a little bit better. So.
You don't want to see injuries at any time, but it gives you a chance to look at some other players when that happens.
No, it really did. For a while there, our bench got really short. It gave an opportunity for our young kids, because we have a really young roster this year. We only have three seniors, three returners. Everybody else is coming up from JV. So it gave us an opportunity to give those girls some really good minutes, you know, some really good varsity basketball minutes, so that they could, you know, kind of find their niche. So it really did help some, I think.
And how are those players gelling with some of your veteran players that are back?
You know, we played a really tough game against Crosby, I think the second game out, and the girls looked really good. Like, they were really finding their place with our starters. I think now that since, you know, a few of our starters are out, it gave them an opportunity to furthermore, you know, find where they fit in and where they could benefit us. Because at first, I think they just thought they were role players. So with those other ones being out, they had to step up, make choices. They're getting more minutes, so they had the opportunity to make more mistakes, you know. So I think they got opportunity to learn from them. So I think they're coming together pretty good.
Doesn't get any easier tonight. Lady Tigers are a good ball club.
Always. Apparently, I set up our schedule like we were returning like 10 players this year. But we will be well prepared come district. You know, you go into district with 10 wins, but you haven't played anybody. That's not our case. You know, we've started out with the top of the 6A teams, most definitely.
And what are you expecting during the course of the game from Katie?
They're always going to play really tough man-to-man basketball, and they're going to press, which is good for us because, you know, we have, like I say, a lot of new young guards. They've got to learn how to handle the pressure, break the press, you know, slow the game down to where we want it. So I just expect them to be real aggressive on the defensive end, and that's usually how they get most of their points. They put up a lot of deflections and steals a game.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com. Back at Longhorns Gymnasium, JV game just wrapped up. Final score there, Lady Tigers 56 and George Ranch 22. I think I reported the score a little bit higher for George Ranch. Let me tell you what's happening here. We're in the south corner of the gymnasium. That's our broadcast spot on GRHSI Radio. And the scoreboard on the far end only has the home team score and the clock. What I have to do then is kind of crane my neck and turn around and find out what the South scoreboard has as far as a total score. So if I'm a little slow in giving you the running score, we apologize in advance for that. But that's the story here. The scoreboard on the north end that I'm looking at only has George Ranch's score and then a running clock. Can't tell who the players are, the fouls, can't even tell what quarter it is. The one here above my head on the south end has all the information we need. It's just a little hard to get to. But we'll work with that, and no problem there. Katie, Lady Tigers, 8-1 coming into George Ranch tonight. Shalisha Pierce's team, 2-6, had some rough going early on, lost some players in game one in that loss that we talked about, then came back and beat Crosby in the second game of the year, 64-58, but that came at a cost. They lost Jaden Dunn, their playmaking guard, the sophomore guard, and all the players that she lost in game one and game two are now back for game number nine. And she was certainly happy about that. Everybody practiced this week after Thanksgiving. And coming into this opening ball game, everybody is back at full strength. So we'll see how that shakes out for Shalisha Pierce when the game tips off here in just a few minutes. JV game ran a little bit long. We apologize. That's why we're on the air a little bit late tonight and don't have a varsity game to report on yet, but we will shortly. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll talk about the starters and what you can expect from tonight's game. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Back at Longhorns Gymnasium, here are the starting five for the visiting Katie, Lady Tigers. At one guard position, Cassidy Howard. a junior, 5'4", junior guard. One of the forwards at 5'10". She's a sophomore. It's Alana Thompson. At the post, a junior, Rachel Williams. She's 6'3". At another post, 5'11", senior, Amira Leanne. And the other guard at 5'4", a junior, Savannah May. It's Cassidy Howard, Alana Thompson, Rachel Williams, Amira Leanne, and Savannah May, the five starting players for Katy Lady Tigers. When we come back, we'll have George Ranch's starters, and we'll have the tip-off between the Lady Longhorns and the visiting Lady Tigers. You're listening to live George Ranch Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburban, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at HarrellDentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back at George Ranch High School, here are the five starters for Coach Alicia Pierce's Lady Longhorns. At one guard, 5'6", junior, Milan Francis Miller. At the point guard, back in the lineup after being out for several games, 5'4", sophomore, Jaden Dunn. One of the forwards, a senior, she's 5'10", it's China Amuldike. At the other forward, 5'9", freshman, Gabriella Owens. And the fifth player in the lineup tonight, 5'6", senior, Shelby Cavinta. It's Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, China Amuldike, Shelby Cavinta, and Gabriella Owens, the five starters for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. Take this opportunity to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend, GilmanHondaFTBend.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Hee-haw!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off between the Katy Lady Tigers and the George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns. Our broadcast schedule, this is our first game for the 2017-2018 season. We'll broadcast all of the men's and women's basketball home games this season, as we have for the last two or three years here at George Ranch. And then as the teams get into the playoffs, we'll certainly follow both teams as they go through their respective brackets in the UIL playoffs. So, Longhorn fans, we're glad you're here tonight. Stick with us all season long. We'll have all of the George Ranch High School men's and women's home games for you live on GRHSI Radio. And then as the playoffs come up, we'll follow both teams wherever they go during the playoff season, which begins in early February of 2018. And speaking of early February, or very early in February in 2018, realignment happens again, as it does every 2 years in Texas high school sports. And we'll have to see where the Lamar Consolidated ISD teams all end up. Right now, three teams in 5A and George Ranch in 6A. Next season, Fulshear will be playing varsity football and all varsity sports. So there'll be five high schools in LCISD awaiting word on their levels of play, both for all five schools, rather, and we'll find out when realignment occurs in early February with the UIL. Certainly expecting there'll be at least teams in 5A and 6A again, and it's possible, I guess, that maybe one LCISD team could end up in 4A, but we'll have to see how that all happens in realignment in February. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
To help instill proper citizenship, attitudes, and ideals in these youth. Would you please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem?
And our public address announcer will provide everybody the starting lineup. We'll do that with you again as well. First, for the visiting Lady Tigers from Katy High School, they're in 19-6A play when district play begins early next month. A junior guard, it's Cassidy Howard at 5'4". Elena Thompson, a 5'10 forward. She's a sophomore. At 6'3", the post player, a junior, Rachel Williams. At 5'11", also on the post, senior Amira Layani. And the other guard, a 5'4 junior, it's Savannah May. Cassidy Howard, Elana Thompson, Rachel Williams, Amira Layani, and Savannah May are the five starters for Shanna Marhoffer's Katy Lady Tigers coming into George Ranch at 8-1. Now for the George Ranch Longhorns. At one guard position, at 5'6", a junior, it's Milan Francis Miller. The point guard, the playmaker for George Ranch. At 5'4", a sophomore, it's Jaden Dunn. One of the forward positions, at 5'10", a senior, China Amuldike. The other forward position, a freshman, at 5'9", Gabriella Owens. And at the fifth position, at 5'6", a senior, it's Shelby Kavinta. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, China Amuldike, Shelby Kavinta, and Gabriella Owens, the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns, come into this ball game at 2-6. And when district play starts, they play in 23-6A, do the Longhorns. Lady Tigers out on the court. George Ranch follows. Rachel Williams, a 6'3 post player, will tip it off against number 45, Famagun Ambul Noawis, who is a George Ranch player, last one in the lineup. Last minute change. The chip goes to George Ranch, and Jaden Dunn with the basketball. George Ranch moving right to left across your radio dial. Here's a jump shot put up by Kavinta. That's no good. A battle for the ball underneath. And the rebound to the Tigers. Savannah May with the basketball. Three-pointer on its way from Alana Thompson. That's no good. And the ball tracked down on the far side by the Katy Lady Tigers. Out top, Alana Thompson. And the three-pointer on its way from Amira Layani. That's no good. Rebound by Milan Francis Miller. Brings the ball across the timeline over to Jaden Dunn on the left side. In the middle to Kavinta. Back out on the far side. China Amuldike with the jump shot. That's no good. And the ball is kicked back out to Jaden Dunn. And she'll reset things for George Ranch. To Milan Francis Miller on the right side. We've got Abu Kanawas in the corner. And now a drive on the basket by Milan Francis Miller. That's no good. And the ball is tipped out and retained briefly by the Tigers before she's fouled by Milan Francis Miller. That's the first foul of the ball game. 6:51 left in the first quarter. We're glad you joined us on GRHSI Radio for live Lady Longhorns basketball. The Lady Tigers from Katy High School are in. Out top now into the near corner. Amira Layani can't get anything going. To Alana Thompson. She puts up the jumper. No good. No score in the ball game. A lot of shots put up by Katy. Just a few by George Rand. Now to Jaden Dunn on the far side. George Ranch moving away from us, south to north, or right to left across your radio dial as you look at this one. And George Ranch whistled for a turnover. Again, the first of the ball game. Bringing the ball up, Cassidy Howard, the second top scorer in the Katy Longhorns lineup, averaging 9.8 points a game. Gets it inside to Rachel Williams. Williams kicks it out top to Savannah May. May puts up a three-pointer, no good. And the rebound, scrambled for underneath. And it's still loose. And finally, a tie-up between China Amuldike and Alana Thompson. And the award goes to Katy, since George Ranch got the opening dunk. Good hands there by Amuldike to knock it out of bounds. So Katy will inbound, this time in front of the George Ranch bench. 5:44 left in the first quarter. Savannah May will inbound the ball. For the Tigers, gets it in out top to Cassidy Howard. Howard to the far side, dribbling right in front of us here on the south end of the gym. This one in, and a jump ball is called, and good hands underneath by Milan Francis Miller. We thought we had a George Ranch turnover. And then the tie-up and the award goes to the Longhorns. Milan Francis Miller will get it into Jaden Dunn. She does that. A little bit of pressure applied to Dunn by Savannah May. And Dunn over the timeline into the corner to Milan Francis Miller on the right side. This one down low to Abiakunowas. Abiakunowas out front to Jaden Dunn. Dunn puts up a jumper, no good. The rebound by Rachel Williams. And Katy has the basketball. No score at the Longhorns Gymnasium on George Ranch. Here is a three-pointer put up by Cassidy Howard. No good. Rebound, George Ranch. Shelby Kavinda with the basketball in the corner to Jaden Dunn on the left side. Now back out top to Milan Francis Miller. She's being guarded by Alana Thompson. This one almost stolen away, and now stolen away. Second turnover for George Ranch. And a drive on the basket, and the first score of the ball game. Savannah May with the layup, and it is Katy 2 and George Ranch nothing. 4:27 left in the first quarter. There's a long jumper put up by Milan Francis Miller. That's no good, but a foul. 23, Amira Leani whistled for the foul. Apparently, they're saying that Milan Francis Miller was not in the act of shooting, although it certainly looked like she was, and she was shooting from three-point range, but no protest put up by Shalisha Pierce. Now she is inquiring about whether that was a shooting foul or just a blocking foul, and the referee hits his hips and says it was a blocking foul. So the inbound comes in to Milan Francis Miller in the corner, down low to China Amuldike. She puts up a one-hander. That's no good. The rebound by the Katy Tigers. Savannah May with the ball into Alana May. She drives a baseline, and a foul whistled against China Amuldike, her first on the ball game. Tigers will inbound under their own basket. Elena Thompson with the basketball way out top. Gets it out to Kiki Cleveland, who's in the ballgame now for Shanna Marhoffer's club. Into the corner here to Savannah May. May dribbles way out top with the basketball. Being guarded by Jaden Dunn. Now gives it over to Kiki Cleveland. Into the corner to Jamina Arroyo, who's also in the ballgame. This one knocked away. Still Tigers basketball. 3:43 left in the game, and it's 2-0. And now a timeout called by Shalisha Pierce. take a break here. When we come back, more Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch, Lady Tigers 2 and the Lady Longhorns nothing. 3:43 left in the first quarter. Got a late start because the JV game ran a bit long. That one in favor of the Tigers, 56-22 over George Ranch. Tigers will inbound. Elena Thompson will do that. Way out top to Kiki Cleveland. Now over here in the corner to Jamina Arroyo. And she can't handle the basketball. Second turnover of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. Isabella Little is in for George Ranch. She's got the basketball down to Kavinta. And it's off of Shelby's hands and out of bounds. Third turnover for George Ranch. Longhorns not on the scoreboard yet. Katie Tigers just dropped in two. And it's 2-0. Kiki Cleveland out top over to Elena Thompson. Back to Cleveland on the far side. Three-pointer on its way. And that one hits the rim, hits the top of the backboard and goes out of bounds. George Ranch basketball. Third turnover for the Lady Tigers. Isabella Little will inbound for George Ranch. Gets that one in to Amuldiki. Amuldiki to Jaden Dunn on the far side. To Kavintna. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by the Tigers. Jimena Arroyo with the rebound. Into the corner now to Savannah May. May way out top with the ball. Guarded by Jaden Dunn. To Elena Thompson. Back to Kiki Cleveland out top. Jaden Dunn has her. Over to the far side. To Arroyo. Back over here in the corner, Elena Thompson with the three-pointer. No good. Good rebound by Shelby Kavinta. And Kavinta drives on the right side, pulls up short. Now gives it to Amuldiki. Back to Isabella Little, who drops in the first 2 points of the ball game for George Ranch. And now the Tigers on a fast break. And a layup, which is good by Alana Thompson. It's 4-2. Isabella Little, a 5'9 sophomore in the ballgame for George Ranch, and gets the Longhorns on the board, and a timeout is called again by George Ranch. Three turnovers for the Longhorns, same for the Katy Tigers. A basket by Elena Thompson and a basket by Savannah May. That's the 4 points for the Katy Tigers. And George Ranch is on the board, courtesy of the lay-in by Isabella Little, the 5'9 sophomore. And that's where we stand at 4-2. Tigers came into the ball game 8-1. They play in 19-6A. George Ranch had lost 4 or 5 straight games, came in here at 2-6. They play in 23-6A, and district play will start for all the teams in Texas in early December. So the non-district schedule is coming to an end here. All right, Jaden Dunn with the basketball on the far end of the court. Drives near the free throw line, kind of pulls up short, tries to get it inside, has the ball batted right back to her. Isabella Little with the ball in the corner, and she's whistled for the travel. Had some difficulty getting rid of the ball and picked up that pivot foot for just a second. That's the fourth turnover for George Ranch. Kiki Cleveland, senior guard for the Lady Tigers with the basketball. Over here in the corner now to Ariel Beard. She's in for Shanna Marhoffer. She puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by Shelby Kvinta. Kvinta drives on the left side. And a foul. Whistled against 22, China Amuldike. And the referee is describing what she did in the blocking foul to Coach Pierce. But things stay exactly the same. Second foul on China Amuldike. She's out of the ballgame now. And in for George Ranch. All right, ball down in the corner to Alina Thompson. Thompson can't get any shot off. Sends it out top. Now over here to the corner to Kiki Cleveland. She drives down the baseline. No good. The putback by Myra Leanne. And that one is no good. But a foul whistled against George Ranch. Foul number one for Fomigan, Abukanoa. At the free throw line, Myra Leani. And that first shot is no good. We're in the first quarter, 104 left. It is 4-2. Lady Tigers lead George Ranch. And Myra Leani will get her second shot upcoming. Ball is on the way and off the front of the rim. Rebound by Abukanoa. Down low. And a scramble for the basketball. And a foul whistled against Kiki Cleveland in that scramble for the basketball. Inbounding, Isabella Little for George Ranch. Looking for someone to get it into, and finally does, to Milan Francis Miller. She takes the ball out to the right corner, now drives on the basket. Jaden Dunn way out on the right wing. Now drives into the corner. Milan Francis Miller sends one towards the basket, no good. Rebound, and the putback is by Isabella Little. She has 4 points, and we're tied at four. And a good bit of defense on the inbound by George Ranch. And the Longhorns get the basketball. Fourth turnover. The Lady Tigers. Check that. It was just a tie-up and an award to Katie. They'll inbound the basketball in front of their own bench at the far end of the court. 23 seconds left in the first quarter. We're tied at four. Basketball to Savannah May. May to Kiki Cleveland out top. And back around to Cassidy Howard in the corner to Cleveland. Three-pointer on its way. And that one is good by Kiki Cleveland. And it's 7-4. George Ranch can't get a shot off before the quarter ends. And that's how it does end. It's the Lady Tigers 7 and George Ranch 4. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch. We'll be right back.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, here are the stats from the first quarter. It is a Lady Tigers 7, George Ranch 4. 3 points by Kiki Cleveland. She slipped in that three-pointer with just a couple seconds left in the first quarter. A basket by Elena Thompson and a basket by Savannah May. And Lady Tigers with three turnovers for George Ranch. All 4 points by Isabella Little, the 5'9 sophomore guard. And the Longhorns with four turnovers in the first quarter. And that's where we stand at 7-4, Lady Tigers over George Ranch. Both teams back out on the court. Shelby Caventa will inbound to Jaden Dunn. Dunn to the left side to Milan Francis Miller. Back out top to Dunn, or to Caventa. She can't handle the pass. Goes through her hands. Fifth turnover of the night for George Ranch. Tigers put up a shot and a second one. No good. And Rachel Williams puts up one. That's no good. And a foul. Whistled against Fumigan Abukanawa. That's her second on the night for George Ranch. Tigers inbound under their own basket. Elena Thompson drives on the baseline, puts up a short jumper, and that's good by Thompson. She's got 4 points, and the lead now is 9-4. Jaden Dunn has some trouble with the basketball. It's poked out of bounds, but award again to George Ranch. Poked away by Savannah May. And now a little bit of a press employed by the Lady Tigers. They didn't do anything like this in the first quarter. Start out the second quarter with a press on George Ranch. Milan Francis Miller with the basketball. Gets it in on the near side to Jaden Dunn. Jump shot put up by Caventa is an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Basketball back to the Tigers. They lead 9-4. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch. On the far side to Savannah May. May out top to Cassidy Howard. Out of the near side here to the line of Thompson. Back to Cassidy Howard. He gets it inside. And then back out. It's kicked out. Amira Leani hits the three-pointer. Her first 3 points of the night. And it's 12-4. The Tigers kind of flexing their muscles now in the latter part of the first quarter into the second quarter. Shelby Caventa with the basketball out top. Now kind of resets. Milan Francis Miller gets the ball in the lane and whistled for traveling. Turnover number 7 on the night for George Ranch. 6:18 left before halftime. It's 12-4. Lady Tigers over George Ranch. All 4 points for George Ranch by Isabella Little. There's a three-pointer on its way, and that one is short. And knocked away by Rachel Williams into the hands of the Longhorns. Jaden Dunn in the near corner. She loses it off her foot. Eighth turnover for George Ranch. 4-4 of the Tigers. Tigers with the basketball. Amira Leani out top to Cassidy Howard. And she puts in a three-pointer. The last several baskets have been three-pointers put in by the Lady Tigers. And now Coach Pierce needs a timeout. It is 15-4, 5:35 left in the second quarter. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7 and 8-year-olds, JV for 9 and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch after the timeout, the inbound For the Longhorns, Tiffany Bird drives on the basket. That's no good. And she traveled. Turnover number 9 for George Ranch. Lady Tigers lead it 15-4 in the early going. 5:23 left before halftime. That ball slapped away by China Amuldike. And she can't control the basketball. Goes out of bounds. Back to the Tigers. Cassidy Howard with the basketball out top. Now to Kiki Cleveland. Cleveland back to Elena Thompson. Thompson inside to Amira Leani. Out here in the corner to Savannah May. She puts up the jumper. No good. Ball is off the Tigers. And out of bounds. Their fifth turnover of the night. Alexis Morrison, the senior point player, is in for the Lady Tigers. George Ranch has Destiny Briscoe, Jaden Dunn, Milan Francis Miller, Shelby Kavintna, and China Amuldike in for the Longhorns. Elena Thompson will inbound under the Tigers' basket. They're right in front of us here. We're in the south corner of Longhorns Gymnasium at George Ranch High School. Longhorns moving right to left across your radio dial in the first half. Here's a jump shot put up by May. No good. Rebounded by Elena Thompson. Thompson gets it in, and the shot is no good. Rebounded by the Longhorns. Jaden Dunn with the basketball. Will try to drive on the basket on the right side. Does. Puts it up too strong over the hoop and into the hands of the Tigers. Here comes Cassidy Howard. She puts up the shot. No good. The rebound put up by Alexis Morrison. That's no good. And the rebound by Kavintna. Shelby Kavintna with the basketball. And the Tigers have called off the press. George Ranch can walk the ball up. Shot put up by Milan Francis Miller. That's no good. And a foul whistled by Amira, or whistled on, rather, Amira Leani. That's her second of the night. The non-shooting fouls. George Ranch will I beg your pardon. That was on Shelby Kavintna, number 23, not Leani. Shelby's first, and at the free throw line, Elena Thompson. Thompson with 4 points on the night. 4:06 left before halftime. Back in the ball game, Isabella Little. She's got all 4 points for George Ranch tonight. First free throw on its way by Thompson. That's no good. Rebound by Isabella Little. Ahead to Jaden Dunn. Correction, Tiffany Bird. And Bird puts up the shot, and it's blocked out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. It is 15-4. Lady Tigers over George Ranch. Now the call is that Tiffany Bird will go to the free throw line. And the first one on its way, no good. It was a shooting foul. And we'll have to find out who that foul was whistled on. Jamina Arroyo is in the ball game for Shanna Marhoffer's team. Second free throw on its way, and good by Tiffany Bird. It's 15-5 on the free throw by Bird. George Ranch now pressing. Tigers break that press. Into the corner to Jamina Arroyo. Into the near corner now to Savannah May. Drives the baseline. Puts up the shot. It's good. And a foul. Foul whistled against Isabella Little. Her first. And at the free throw line is Savannah May. The basket was good. May will get one free throw. She's got 4 points tonight. And the free throw is good. She's got five. It's 18-5. Lady Tigers with the big lead over George Ranch. Jaden Dunn in the corner to Kvitna. She puts up the jumper. No good. That one was a three-pointer. Hit on the near iron. Went out of bounds. And the Tigers walk the ball up. It's Kiki Cleveland with the basketball. 3.5 minutes left at George Ranch High School. In the corner here to Zoe Mohaber. Her first shot of the game. And that one is no good. But a foul whistled against Tiffany Bird. Her first. And at the free throw line is Zoe Mohaber. First free throw is good. 19-5. Second free throw on its way. That one is good. And since she was shooting a three-pointer, she'll get three free throws. Amelian Fowler is in for George Ranch. She's a freshman on Shalisha Pierce's club. And all three free throws are good by Mohaber. She's got 3 points, and it's 21-5. Jaden Dunn with the basketball way out top, looking for an opening. Drives on the basket on the right side. Puts up the shot. That is no good, but a foul is whistled. Foul whistled against Jamina Arroyo, her first. And Jaden Dunn will go to the free throw line. Jaden with no points on the game. 4 by Isabella Little and a free throw by Tiffany Bird so far for George Ranch. First free throw by Jaden Dunn is no good. It rims in and out. Dunn is set at the free throw line. Right-handed shooter. Next free throw is up and good for Jaden Dunn. Her first point of the night. And it is 21-6. Lady Tigers over George Ranch. Driving on the basket, Savannah May puts up a short jumper. No good. The rebound inside by Alexis Morrison. She kicks it out. And again, Savannah May with the jumper. This time, rebound by Milan Francis Miller. And the Longhorns have the basketball on their end of the court. Francis Miller looking for somebody. Finds Isabella Little. She drives on the left side. Puts up a little hook. And that's good. Isabella Little with 6 points on the night. And the Longhorns. Few baskets here. Three-pointer on its way by Mohaber. That one is no good. Rebounded by George Ranch. Amelian Fowler gets it in to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the basket, and it's good. Kind of an off-balance shot by Jaden Dunn, but it finds the bottom of the net, and a foul is whistled on Alexis Morrison, her first, and Jaden Dunn will go to the free throw line for one more. Off-balance shot by Jaden Dunn on the right side, but it dropped in for George Ranch. She's at the free throw line with 3 points, and she'll get one shot. 2:06 left before halftime. It's 21-10, and the free throw is no good by Jaden Dunn, and that one goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Longhorns. And the Lady Tigers will inbound with just about 2 minutes left before halftime. Cassidy Howard walks the ball up. Jaden Dunn picks her up at the timeline. And now into Alexis Morrison to Zoe Mohaber. Cross court to Cassidy Howard. And a foul reaching in, whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first. Cassidy Howard at the free throw line. She's got 3 points. A three-pointer in this quarter. First shot is on its way and good by Cassidy Howard. George Ranch in the, or the Tigers rather, with the double bonus. So Howard's second shot on its way. That one no good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the right side. Now backs up a couple steps. Now gets some momentum on the far side. Out top to Isabella Little. Little tries to get it inside. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Knocked away by Amira Leani and out of bounds. George Ranch basketball. Inbound will be had by Milan Francis Miller. Here comes Shelby Kvitna back in, and Isabella Little gets the breather. Ball inbounded to Shelby Kvitna. In the far corner, Jaden Dunn. That shot is partially blocked. Rebounded by Amuldike, and back out top in the far corner. Milan Francis Miller hits the three-pointer. It's 21-13. George Ranch clawing their way back into this ball game. At one time, it was 21-5. Cassidy Howard across the timeline. Now gives way to Alana Thompson. Thompson back to Howard. Howard on the far side. Jump shot put up by Leani. No good. Rebounded by George Rant. Shelby Kvitna with the basketball. She works the left side. And a foul whistled against China Amuldike. Kind of a moving screen. And the referee is saying back to Shalisha Pierce that she's moving, she's moving. Amuldike comes out of the ball game. Back in for George Ranch. Fomigan Abiagunoa. Out top to Kiki Cleveland. Cleveland resets the offense. And runs into Jaden Dunn. And the foul is called against Kiki Cleveland. He knocked Jaden Dunn down with the basketball. Foul number two on Cleveland. George Ranch will inbound. Sixth turnover of the ball game for the Lady Tigers. George Ranch with 10. 30 seconds left to play. Milan Francis Miller out top. Pulls the basketball high. In the corner to Jaden Dunn. Back out top to Emilian Fowler. In the corner to Kvitna. Kvitna, a couple dribbles. Sets up for the jumper. That one is no good. And a foul whistled against Amira Leani. Her second, of the ball game. At the free throw line, Shelby Kvitna looking for her first 2 points. First one is off to the left side. She'll get a second shot with 12 seconds left before halftime. And second free throw is good by Shelby Kvitna. Her first 2 points of the night, or first points of the night, rather. And George Ranch with 14. It's 21-14. Tigers ahead with just 7 seconds left in the second quarter. And down low for Myra Leani. And she blows the layup. And that one will end the ball game. Correction, that was Alexis Morrison down by herself and can't put in the easy layup. And that's where halftime stands. It is a Lady Tigers 21 and George Ranch 14. We'll be back with more from George Ranch High School. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around.
And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, it is halftime. The Lady Longhorns trail the Lady Tigers from Katy High School 22-14. Katy outscored George Ranch 7-4 in the first quarter and outscored the Longhorns 15-10 in the second quarter, and that's where we stand, 22-14. Lady Tigers up by 8 here at George Ranch. For the Lady Tigers, Kiki Cleveland with 3 points, 4 each for Cassidy Howard and Ilana Thompson. 3 points for Zoe Mohaver. 3 points for Amira Leani. And 5 for Savannah May. That's the 22 points for the Lady Tigers. They have 6 turnovers through 2 quarters of play. For George Ranch, 3 each for Milan Francis Miller and Jaden Dunn. A point by Tiffany Bird and 6 by Isabella Little, the 5'9". Sophomore guard, and a free throw by Shelby Caventa right before halftime came up. George Ranch with their 14 points. They have 10 turnovers so far in the ball game, does George Ranch. Take a break here when we come back. A little bit more during halftime, and then we'll step out. And when we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to Live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Lady Tigers lead George Ranch 22-14. We'll step out for just a minute or two. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the third quarter. Score again at halftime. Lady Tigers 22 and George Ranch 14.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Thank you, Brett Dolan. We are back at George Ranch High School for quarter number three in this Lady Longhorns basketball game with the Lady Tigers from Katy High School, 22-14, Tigers over George Ranch as the last 15 seconds or so come off the clock for halftime. And you'll hear the buzzer and we'll be ready to go for the second half of this basketball game. Katy, Lady Tigers came in at 8-1, George Ranch 2-6. This is a non-district game for both clubs. District play will start in a week or two. 19-6A for the Lady Tigers. George Ranch, of course, 23-6A play. All right, Tigers with the basketball. Cassidy Howard tries to get it inside and does. Now back to Howard. Three-pointer on its way, and that's good by Cassidy Howard. Three-pointers raining down again as we start the third quarter. They had one, two, three in the second quarter, did the Lady Tigers. George Ranch picked up a lot of points against the Tigers in the second quarter, but couldn't erase that big lead that Katie had. Right now, 25-14. George Ranch moving left to right across your radio dial, or across your phone, your laptop, your tablet, however you're listening to us tonight. Jaden Dunn puts up the jumper, no good. And a rebound by the Tigers. Down to the far end of the court, Elena Thompson in the corner to Savannah May. She puts up the jumper, no good. A rebound by Shelby Kavinta to Jaden Dunn. Right here in front of us, Milan Francis Miller puts up the three-pointer. No good. The rebound by Savannah May. May on her knees on the floor. And a timeout is called by Shanna Marhoffer. And a good timeout there as Cassidy Howard was having some difficulty with the basketball and couldn't control it. We're just about a minute into the third quarter. Only basket in the third quarter. The three-pointer by Cassidy Howard. And it's 25-14. George Ranch hadn't scored yet in the third quarter. Tigers outscored the Longhorns 7-4 in the first quarter. Outscored them 15-10 in the second quarter. It was 22-14 at half. Now 25-14. With 6:42 left in the third quarter. The inbound to Cassidy Howard. No press by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn picks up Howard as she crosses the timeline. Now into Amira Leoni. Back out top to Kiki Cleveland. In the corner to Howard. Or Savannah May, rather. Now the ball is stolen away by George Ranch. And Longhorns return the favor. Throw the ball into the hands of Cassidy Howard. Howard down on the far end. Gives way to Elena Thompson. Thompson puts up the jumper. It's no good. It's an air ball. And George Ranch basketball. Just a light press employed by the Lady Tigers for George against George Ranch. Jaden Dunn with the ball. Out top to Danielle Dunk, who's in the ball game for the first time for George Ranch. Ball is stolen away momentarily. And then Kiki Cleveland steps on the line. So that'll be a turnover for both clubs. George Ranch with the basketball. Milan Francis Miller drives the lane, puts up the running jumper, and that's good. Miller with 5 points. George Ranch with 16. Kiki Cleveland drives the right side, puts up the one-handed layup. She has 5 points. And it's 27-16. Lady Tigers by 11. Out top with the basketball, Danielle Dunk to Shelby Kavinta, puts up the jumper, and that's good. Shelby with 3 points on the night. This one stolen away by George Ranch, and now the jump ball is called. Good hands in there by Danielle Dunk, who took the ball away. And let's see where the award goes. Now we have a player down on the court. Looks like Kiki Cleveland having some difficulty getting up. We'll take a quick break here. You're listening to live Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburban, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Back at George Ranch, Lady Tigers 27, Lady Longhorns 18. George Ranch down by 9. Shelby Caventa with the ball on the far side, right in front of us on the south end of the court. This one stolen away by Thompson, and she lays it up and in. 13th turnover for George Ranch. Elena Thompson has 6 points on the night. Far side to Shelby Caventa. Caventa drives into the corner, tries to get it inside. Ball stolen away. 14th turnover against George Ranch. And a good block down on the far end. Thompson driving on the basket. And the ball was blocked away by Milan Francis Miller. And then a foul. Foul whistled against Elena Thompson, her first on the night. Inbound will be triggered by Emilian Fowler. She is a freshman, a 5'9 guard. Gets the ball into Jaden Dunn. Tiffany Bird in the basketball game, as is Famagan Abigonawa. Jaden Dunn. Right in front of us here on the south end at George Ranch. And a foul whistled against Cassidy Howard, her first. Milan Francis Miller will trigger the inbound. She gets it in to Fowler. Back to Francis Miller. To Fowler. Fowler working on the right side, and her foot went out from under her. She did get the pass away. Now finally stolen away by the Lady Tigers. And a charging foul whistled against Jimena Arroyo, her second. And the ball comes back to the George Ranch end of the floor. The ball will be triggered in by Tiffany Bird. Emilian Fowler is out. In checks Isabella Little. To Francis Miller on the far side. Into Isabella Little. Little. And a foul whistled against number 33, Ariel Beard, her first. Isabella Little will inbound the ball on the far side. George Ranch moving left to right. Across your radio dial or across your phone or laptop or desktop, however you're listening to us. That's the beauty of internet radio, folks. You can listen to us on many devices from all over the place. And a jumper put up by George Ranch. That one is an air ball. Goes out of bounds. 16th turnover for the Longhorns. Cassidy Howard with the ball. Howard on the right side. Now gets it in the middle. A drive on the basket by Alexis Morrison. Her first 2 points on the night. Spun around and drove the lane. Laid it up and in. 31-18. Lady Tigers by 13 again. Isabella Little with the basketball to Milan Francis Miller. Miller being guarded outside by Savannah May. Has the ball poked away momentarily. Now she's got it back over to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn draws a crowd out top. Tries to find an open player. Dribbles it herself. Gets a good pick from one of her teammates to Francis Miller in the corner. Miller puts up the jumper. No good. Rebounded by the Lady Tigers. Over to Cassidy Howard. Howard in the corner to Savannah May. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Ahead to Isabella Little. Little with the jump shot. That one is too long. A rebound by Savannah May. May gets it ahead to Ariel Beard. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. And a foul is whistled against the Longhorns. Tiffany Beard, her second. And at the free throw line, Ariel Beard. No points tonight for Ariel. First free throw from the left-hander is no good. Second one upcoming. Checking in, Lauren Crouch for George Ranch. And Isabella Little back in. Jaden Dunn checks out. Second free throw from Ariel Beard. This one is good. Ariel with her first point of the night. And it's 32-18. Lady Tigers by 14. Down to Crouch in the corner. This one is poked away and out of bounds. Retained by George Ranch. Isabella Little will inbound the basketball, having some trouble. Now gets it in. And out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch back to Little. Jump shot from the free throw line is good by Isabella Little. She's got 8 points tonight. Now the Tigers having some difficulty getting the ball across the timeline. Finally do. Down low to Alexis Morrison. Morrison to Kiki Cleveland. And an official's timeout as Alexis Morrison lost her glasses on the court for a second. In comes Zoe Mohaver for the Lady Tigers. Tigers having some difficulty again getting it in. And a technical foul is whistled against the Tigers. Not sure if this is against the bench or one of the players. And the official said it's against the bench. So that might mean Coach Marhoefer or one of the players on the bench. In any event, Jaden Dunn checks in and she will shoot the free throws for George Ranch on the technical. I didn't hear anything from our vantage point, but the official sure did. She called that technical right as the Lady Tigers inbounded the basketball. Jaden's done. First free throw is no good. She'll get another. Second one on its way and good by Jaden Dunn. She has 4 points on the night. It is 32-19. Lady Tigers by 13. Longhorns get the basketball as well to Frances Miller. Into the corner to Lauren Crouch. She draws the double team. Tries to, and a timeout is called by Shalisha Pierce. Lauren Crouch was kind of hemmed in by two players. Didn't have time to get it in. We'll take a break here. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunton Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntongroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, 32-21 for George Ranch. 32-21. Lady Tigers by 11 in this non-district basketball game from George Ranch tonight. 1:24 left in the third quarter. Coach Pierce called a timeout when Lauren Crouch was kind of hemmed in and double-teamed. So George Ranch will inbound in front of its own bench. Tiffany Bird will do that. Lady Tigers don't guard the person throwing the ball in, so they'll have an extra player out on the court guarding them. Bird gets it in to Jaden Dunn. To Lauren Crouch. She puts up the three-pointer. No good. The rebound by the Tigers. Down court to Ariel Beard. Now inside to Rachel Williams, and Williams travels with the basketball. That's the 11th turnover against the Lady Tigers, and George Ranch will bring it down. Jaden Dunn to Milan Francis Miller. She's way out top, guarded by Kiki Cleveland. Now to Jaden Dunn. To Tiffany Bird, back to Dunn. Dunn kind of hemmed in by two players. To Lauren Crouch, back to Dunn. Three-pointer on its way, off the front iron, and no good. And tracked down by George Ranch, and then stolen away by the Tigers. Driving on the basket is Kiki Cleveland. The basket is good. And a foul. The foul is whistled against Emilian Fowler, her first. And actually, the ball rimmed out. It was not a good basket. And not a shooting foul. But George Ranch has the basketball with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. They are down by 11, 32-21. Lauren Crouch with the ball. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn tries to drive the lane. Has the ball poked away. Another turnover. And another turnover by the Tigers. George Ranch puts up his shot. No good. Rebounded by Ariel Beard. With just a couple kicks left. That's the end of the third quarter. Lady Tigers, 32. George Ranch, 21. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
We're back at George Ranch High School for quarter number four. Longhorns down by 11, 32-21. We'll catch you up on the scoring in just a moment. Tigers will inbound in quarter number four. They do. Cassidy Howard with the basketball. Jaden Gunn, Dunn, guarding her. To Kiki Cleveland. Cleveland tries to get it down low, throws it away. Turnover number 13 for the Tigers. Jaden Dunn with the basketball. To Milan Francis Miller. Back out to Isabella Little. And Little over to Jaden Dunn, who loses the handle on the basketball, and it goes out of bounds. 19th turnover for George Ranch. Cassidy Howard with the basketball over to Savannah May. And a blocking foul on May. That one whistled against China Amuldike, her fourth. Coach Pierce is going to substitute quickly now. Famagun Abiukanoa is in for George Ranch. And again, China Amuldike is out. Got four personal fouls now. Ball inbounded by the Tigers. Alexis Morrison out top to Cassidy Howard. Cleveland in the corner. Back to Howard. Howard behind the back dribble. Goes to the far side. Gets the ball thrown back to her. Drives on the basket along the baseline. And that's good by Cassidy Howard. She's got 9 points. And the lead is 13. Emilian Fowler is about ready to check in for George Ranch. Jaden Dunn drives on the basket. Puts up the running layup. No good. Rebound. And a putback is no good by Isabella Little. But she's fouled. Foul whistled against Alexis Morrison. Her second at the free throw line is the sophomore, Isabella Little, with 8 points. And her first free throw is short. Fowler checks in. Abiukanoa is out. Isabella Little, second free throw, is off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Kiki Cleveland. She retains the basketball into the far corner. Tries to get it inside. It's knocked away. Back to Cleveland. She does get it inside to Alexis Morrison. Morrison is fouled. Foul on Milan Frances Miller, her second of the night. Tigers will inbound on the far side, down at the far end of Longhorns Gymnasium. Howard dribbles into the corner, and then a double dribble. That's the 14th turnover for the Lady Tigers. 6:28 left in the ballgame. George Ranch down by 13, 34-21. Jaden Dunn across the timeline, being guarded out top by Savannah May. Into the corner to Little. And Little walks with the basketball. Turnover number 20 for George Ranch. Savannah May will inbound the basketball and does to Cassidy Howard. Howard will walk it up. No press by George Ranch. Jaden Dunn picks her up after she crosses the timeline. Down low to Alexis Morrison. She drives on the basket. That shot looked like it was blocked, but a foul whistled against Isabella Little, her second. And Coach Pierce is up again and wants an explanation from the referee. There are three referees tonight in this non-district basketball game. First free throw is no good by Alexis Morrison. Alexis with 2 points on the night. She got those in the third quarter. Standing at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Second one is no good. Off the back iron. Rebounded by Isabella Little to Jaden Dunn. Dunn tries to drive on the basket. It went off her foot and out of bounds. Coach Pierce can't be happy with all the turnovers. 21 now by the Lady Longhorns, 14 by the Tigers. Tiffany Bird in for George Ranch. Cassidy Howard with the left-handed dribble now to the right, into the corner to Savannah May. Good defense over there in the far corner by George Ranch. Howard slips and falls but retains her dribble. Gives it now to Alina Thompson. And a three-pointer from the corner is good by Savannah May. May with 8 points. And a timeout by the Longhorns. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week.
And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
This is live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch. It's 37-21, Tigers by 16 with 5:15 left. And the Longhorns commit their 22nd turnover of the game as the ball goes out of bounds on an errant pass. And Cassidy Howard now has it out the far side into the corner to Elena Thompson. Thompson back to Howard. Howard with the three-pointer, and that's good. 12 points for Cassidy Howard. That ball is knocked away and into the hands of the Tigers. George Ranch having a hard time getting the ball in and keeping it in play and keeping it in their possession. They have 23 turnovers and the Lady Tigers with 14. They'll inbound the ball at the far side. Savannah May looking for someone to get it into, and does. Gets it into Alexis Morrison. Morrison back to May down under the basket. And then a quick pass and a jump shot is good by Leanne. She's got 5 points on the night. And it's 42-21. Lady Tigers have doubled up on George Ranch. 4:24 left in the ball game. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Lauren Crouch with the three-pointer. No good. Rebound by the Lady Tigers. We'll be right back here at George Ranch next Tuesday night for another Lady Longhorns basketball game. And that one will be against the Lamar Consolidated Mustangs right here at George Ranch. Tip-off time is 7:30. That means our airtime is 7:15 right here live on GRHSI Radio. Longhorns with the basketball. Crouch gets it in to Abiakunoa. And back out. Now a tie-up underneath. And the award goes to George Ranch. China Amuodiki was tied up with the basketball. And George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Shelby Kavinta will do that. All right, Jane Dunn on the far side. Out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch tied up momentarily to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives the lane, puts up the running jumper. That's no good, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Rachel Williams, her first. Jaden Dunn to the free throw line. Jaden with 4 points on the night, got three in the second quarter, and got a free throw in the third quarter, standing now at the free throw line in quarter number four. And they'll soak up a little moisture on the court. Make sure the players aren't slip-sliding around over there. Jaden Dunn back in the lineup after suffering an injury in the Crosby game. That was the second game of the year. George Ranch won that ball game but lost to Jaden Dunn for several games. Back in the lineup now. Missed that first free throw. Next one on its way and good by Jaden Dunn. That's the third time she's hit the second free throw of a two-shot free throw. into the corner. Jimena Arroyo puts one on its way. That's no good. But the rebound and the putback is it's 44-22. Jaden Dunn with a three-pointer. That's no good. Off the iron and out of bounds. Last touch by the Longhorns. Turnover number 24. And Savannah May will inbound. Gets it into Cassidy Howard. She'll walk the basketball up. Inside 3 minutes to play. It's 44-22. Tigers by 22. Make that 24, Alina. Thompson hits the jump shot. Running jump shot is no good by Amuldike. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. George Ranch will have it. Jaden Dunn checks out. In is junior guard Destiny Briscoe. And Destiny will inbound from underneath the George Ranch basket. Into Kavinta. To Amuldike. She is in the lane. Running jump shot again. No good. And the foul whistled against Rachel Williams. Her second at the free throw line. China Amuldike, 5'10 senior. No points tonight for China. Let's see if she can get a couple here at the free throw line. First one is short off the front iron. Lauren Crouch comes out and in now for George Ranch. Milan Francis Miller at the free throw line. China Amuldike. Second free throw on its way. That one rattles in and drops through. ...46-23. Tigers drive the lane. And that's no good by Cassidy Howard. And a foul. Foul whistled against Fomigan Abukanoa. Her third at the free throw line is Cassidy Howard. She's got 12 points on the night. Looking to add to that total. First free throw is good. 13 points for Cassidy Howard. Danielle Dunk in for George Ranch. And Abiakanoa is out. Second free throw is good by Cassidy Howard. 14 points for Cassidy. 48 for the Lady Tigers. George Ranch with 23 with 2:10 left in the ball game. Destiny Briscoe with the right-hand dribble down the court. Shelby Kavinta tries to get it inside and does to Danielle Dunk, and she's fouled. Foul is whistled against Ariel Beard at the free throw line is the senior forward, Danielle Dunk. First free throw is no good. And off the front iron. Dunk with the rebound to Shelby Kavinda. Shelby to Milan Francis Miller. Puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound and the putback. No good by Amuldike. And the rebound by the Lady Tigers. 1:44 to play. Tigers 48. George Ranch 23. Make that 50. On the shot by Ariel Beard. Actually, that was a three-pointer by Beard. So it's 51-23. Destiny Briscoe is fouled by Kiera Wright, who's in the ball game for the Tigers. At the free throw line, Destiny Briscoe. First free throw on its way is no good off the back iron. She'll get another. Second free throw on its way, and that one is short. And the Tigers will take the inbound right underneath the basket. .120 left in the ball game, and a foul whistled against Shelby Kavinta. Second personal foul on Shelby. Lady Tigers will inbound in front of their own bench. Ilana Thompson will do that. .51-23, Lady Tigers by 28 points. Cross court to Ariel Beard in the corner. Jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Destiny Briscoe. Briscoe, guarded by Beard, gets across the timeline to Shelby Kavinta at the free throw line. Tries to get it inside, does. Amuldiki with the turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound by Amuldiki to Milan Francis Miller, who lays it up and in. Miller with 7 points for George Rand. Inside a minute to play in the corner. And the three-pointer is good by Zoe Mohaver. She's got 6 points. It's 54-25, stolen away by Cleveland. Cleveland lays it up and in. Kiki Cleveland with 9 points. And a timeout called for by George Ranch with 18 and a half seconds left. It's 56-25, Lady Tigers by 31 points. Tigers came in here with an impressive 8-1 record. They had won 7 in a row before tonight's ball game. George Ranch at 2-6 and had lost 5 in a row before they came in here. As Coach Pierce told you, and we've told you during the course of the ball game, the Longhorns lost a couple players in game number 1. They lost Jaden Dunn in game number 2, and so they were without 3 of their starting players for the rest of the 6 ball games they played in. They won the Crosby game when Jaden Dunn got hurt, but lost Jaden in the process. Now they're back at full strength and trying to get themselves together here. Jaden Dunn with the running jump shot, no good. Rebounded by the Tigers. Kiara Wright with the basketball, and she travels. Turnover number 15 for the Tigers with just 6 seconds left in the ball game. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch. We'll be right back here a week from today against Lamar Consolidated. Ball game at 7:30. Our airtime at 7:15. And the final basket is put in by China Amuldiki. And that's the final. It's the Lady Tigers 56 and George Ranch 27. We'll be back to George Ranch High School to wrap this one up. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at haroldentistry.com. That's Harold and Johnson Dentistry.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, final score, Katy High School Lady Tigers 56, George Ranch 25. Here's the scoring, first for the Lady Tigers, 14 points by Cassidy Howard, 11 by Kiki Cleveland, 8 by Elena Thompson, 6 by Zoe Mohaver, 5 by Amira Leanny, 2 by Alexis Morrison, 8 by Savannah May, and 4 by Ariel Beard. That's the 56 points by the Lady Tigers. They committed 15 turnovers on the night. For George Ranch, leading scorer Isabella Little with 8 points, 7 by Milan Francis Miller, 5 by Jaden Dunn, a free throw by Tiffany Bird, 3 points by China Amuldiki, and 3 by Shelby Kavita. And that's a 27 for George Ranch. The Longhorns committed 25 turnovers on the night, and that contributed heavily to that 31-point deficit that they suffered at the hands of the Lady Tigers. As we mentioned, we'll be on the air next Tuesday night at 7:15. The Lamar Consolidated Lady Mustangs come into George Ranch to play the Lady Longhorns, and we'll be on the air live at 7:15 with the pregame and 7:30 with the opening tip. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Final score, Lady Tigers 56 and George Ranch 25. So long, everybody.